your name on high.
Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, I want to bring you a kingdom truth about God today. There is a religious knowledge of God and a kingdom knowledge of God. Before Jesus Christ came, mankind knew God, but it was a religious knowledge of God. But Jesus, the Bible says, is the only person who really knows God. When he came on the earth, he said that it is only the Son who knows the Father. No other person from prophet of old knew God the way Jesus did. And the reason why God had to bypass all the prophet and break his Son to give the correct picture about him is that the picture that we had about God was not really how God was. So the Bible says that the Son of Man has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we in him who is true, this is the true God and eternal life. So we always have to ask ourselves, the knowledge that I have about God, is it correct? I may have learned it from Moses, from Elijah, from the prophets, I mean from whoever, but is it correct? Why did Jesus have to come? Because he had to come and fine tune what we knew about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a kingdom knowledge about God where Jesus brought when he came with the kingdom of God upon his shoulders. This was the revelation the Apostle Paul was preaching when he said in Acts chapter 20, verse 20 to 21, that all that he did was to preach publicly and privately, teaching Jews and Gentiles, or non-Jews and Jews, in other words, all humanity. Repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord
Jesus.
In other words, God wants us to change our minds about him. From a religious view to a kingdom view. I want you to know today that God is a happy God. And that is my subject today. A happy God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not a sad God. He is not a frustrated God. He is not a disappointed God. He is not angry. Neither is he bitter at humanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not saying that God doesn't have anger. What I'm saying to us is that he is not angry with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is not a fault finder looking around and seeing sins all over the place. Because he cannot be happy that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is a happy God. And at this Thanksgiving service, we need to know that we are serving a happy God. I want us to anchor this understanding in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1. And then verse 10b to 11. That's 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10. Okay, we'll take from verse 10 to 11 to make context. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to get to 1 Timothy. We are reading two scriptures there. Now, Paul is saying that the law is made for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers. For liars, for false people who swear falsely or perjurers. And if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, please underline sound doctrine. Is explaining sound doctrine, okay? So Paul says that sound doctrine is according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Which was committed to my trust. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that God is a blessed God. Now, the Greek word that is translated blessed over here is the word makarios.
Makarios.
And it means happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's talking about the fact that sound doctrine is according to the glorious gospel of the happy God. To teach the people of God that God is a happy God is sound doctrine. In the Bible, three main words are translated blessed in the New Testament. The first one is what we have seen here. Makarios means supremely blessed or delighted or happy. Now, the word Makarios is also used by Jesus in the Beatitudes, his first sermon, when he said that blessed are the poor in spirit. That is the Greek word. Happy, supremely blessed, delighted are the poor in spirit.
Beatitude Matthew chapter 5 no say enhyrane sade no say enije ni woni pa nchiremu no.
Another Greek word translated blessed in the New Testament is the word eulogio.
Greek kasa no.
Now eulogio means to thank or to invoke a benediction. So when Jesus Christ took the five loaves and in Matthew chapter 14 and he blessed it, it wasn't the word happy. He blessed the loaves. It's not the word he happy the loaves. You know, it is like proclaiming a benediction on to thank.
Now, Emra Yesu wafa abodo na oma asuchile radia Bible si woshira suno enye abodo enye ajia samuka na mama ya abodo so oka insuransem bi ada asie bi ewasa abodo onoso.
The final Greek word that is translated blessed in the New Testament is the word eulogitos. It means adorable. Adorable. So in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3, when Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus," he was saying, adorable is the fact that like he is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. And it worked in cancer, Corinto Fong woman, and Paul Shra, anyone Yankupon said, watch them say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this.
Now,
because the English language is very limited compared to the Greek language.
Now,
so whereas in the English we see bless all over the place, if you go to the Greek, they are different words altogether and they mean differently. So 1 Timothy, Paul tells his son Timothy that sound doctrine is according to the glorious gospel of the happy God. This is not the only place where the Bible tells us that God is a happy God. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul also uses the word happy to describe God. So it was not a mistake when he described God as a happy God in the beginning of his letter to Timothy.
He
is ending his letter and he emphasizes the fact to Timothy that God is a happy God. So talking about the second coming of Jesus, verse 15 now, he says that which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate. Potentate means a ruler. So Paul describes God again as a blessed ruler.
Na Paul san chire mu se ye nyankopon ye wo nyame anani gi ne ho na oyo obi a odi ade so.
Let's finish the verse. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now the Greek word that is translated blessed and only potentate, the blessed there is not eulogitos or eulogio, but it is makarios, happy.
Now okay, ka ho na bi onsua. Wow.
Maybe you haven't heard it like this before. Maybe no preacher has told you that God is happy. Maybe they all paint the picture of an angry God or a sad God or a wicked God. But today you are having a repentance towards God. According to the glorious gospel which was committed to the Apostle Paul. When Jesus Christ came revealing about God unto us. That God is a happy God. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not lie to serve an angry God. I will not lie to serve a sad God. I don't want to serve a disappointed God. Or a God who has got mood swings. You cannot predict him. Because maybe he is angry today with me because of what I have done. And maybe tomorrow he will not be angry with me because of what I will do. So God becomes like a puppet. I don't want to serve a God who is like a puppet, who depends on my attitude towards him to determine how happy he will be or how disappointed he will be, how sad he will be. No, I want to be able to serve a God that I can predict. That anytime I come to his presence, he is ready to receive me.
Hallelujah. Me pesa masumo nyame a nyame ye ne ne betre se de obepe masama fa nyame a me ye boni ani bufu mi ye papa na nani agye me hoda bi na mo me pe wo nyame a metu ne hu se emfa wo nyame ye ne me ti biabia asa me ba ne nchan a wo be gye me.
Then I can control God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Would you like to serve a God that you are the one who controls? He is not in charge of himself. Depending on the way you relate with him, he will relate with you.
Would
you like to serve a God like that? No way. I don't know about you. I do not want to serve a God who relies upon me to determine what he will do.
Because many of us, we think that, well, when you sin against God, then he becomes sad with you. When you do the righteous thing, then he is happy. So one minute he is sad, the next minute he is happy. He is like, sad, happy, sad, happy, sad, happy, sad, happy.
Would you like a God like that? We need to change the way we look at God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important to understand the God that you are serving. Because you become like your God. If your God is glorious, you will be glorious. If your God is merciful, you will be merciful. If your God is wicked, you will be wicked. If your God is sad, you will be sad. If your God is frustrated, you will walk the face of this earth as a frustrated being. If your God is poor, you will be poor. If your God is happy, you will be happy. If your God is violent, you will be violent. If your God is disorganized, you will be disorganized. Because according to Psalm 115, verse 7 to 8, you become like your God. That is why you need to understand that God is a happy God. God is a happy God. That is why he tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say to you, rejoice.
And it's not see, and young coupon or stay. Woman, you need the dad, why a young coupon with sunset, or ye and genuine coupon.
God is a happy God, that is why He tells us to come before His presence with singing and dancing all the time.
When Yami or Yami and Nitin, who did not say a bananima, then I am finding Tunia Yen and running him.
If God is a sad God, frustrated God, disappointed God, can you ever come to His presence with singing? Because the sadness on His face is going to drive music out of your heart.
That's a Yamini and Yamia Daniel and Yamia Mombonira, what dear. And I saw what the new Mukra Eban and Nima Wenibedi, Nanimu Kabamanumanaira.
Can you be happy before an angry God? Can you dance before an angry God? Wouldn't you feel like He will just kick you out of the way you are making noise?
And I saw Ubetunam Wenyati, I want Yankopo and the Buafumu. What in a Kunyam Nani Buafuna Fena Wode, Dana Seba Wabetcha Ubutemode?
Who wants to reconcile with an angry God?
Why not be person who knew Yam Yan Buafu and Tambaya Frank?
He is annoyed. You want me to go and reconcile with somebody who is annoyed? Hey! I am not safe. Wow. But God is not annoyed with you. He is not annoyed with humanity. He is happy. That is why he's giving us the ministry of reconciliation. It is because He is happy. The problem is not with God. The problem is with man. When man sinned in the garden, the problem wasn't that God didn't want to come to man. It was man who was running away from God. The problem has always been that man needs to be reconciled to God, not God reconciled to man.
Hallelujah. And he tells a woman to say, and yet, yeah, you're young coupon in the world for you. No more one million, sir. Becoming who soon soon say, yeah, yeah, so yeah, dear, whoever before me and young coupon, then you know, and yet, no money about this, sir. When you pay up on the way to turn money, panic, Johnny, yeah, yeah, mean, John, when you're media, no more Benny Panche. And it's to then you know, and I was saying, yes, son, Catalan, say, yeah, yeah, mean, I a crowd, I was sure you were say, you bet who's a wire crowd on your bet, chess, sir, I didn't wait to yeah, dear Nancy Abanin Chang.
When you know that God is a happy God, it gives you strength. So the devil doesn't want that. He wants to paint a picture that God is very disappointed in you. He is annoyed. He has found out all your sins, all your secret sins. He has written it all down before Him. He looks at it and God is annoyed with you.
Now, but some person here who is saying you are not able to fulfill. Now, your body is now watching you. Now, you are not able to watching you. Now, one of him, and it was showing him no show book. No pen and book. Some for you, no, but some of you are trying.
God has joy. The Bible says that God has joy. That the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not talking about you having joy necessarily.
Yes.
It's talking about the fact that if you know that God has joy, it becomes a strength.
Hallelujah.
It strengthens you to dance before Him.
Hallelujah.
It strengthens you to believe Him.
Yes.
For things. When you think that God is angry, it doesn't give you any strength, any encouragement for you to go even before His presence and to believe Him for everything because He is annoyed with you.
Thank you, Lord. Well, see, yes, and so when Yami went, Nija, and you went, Nija, when Yami went, Nija, to not say abandon him, I am for us, Sidam Randan. Now, so when him so when Yankupan or when Nija, dear Wankasa, walk out your warden in Echo, and no Nama, what is a Yamino, and Nija will work again.
But let us answer the question, why is God a happy God?
I didn't know Yami, then, now, Nenyaji.
Because in the Old Testament, we don't get this picture, Pastor, that you are talking about. It looks like God is very intolerant. In the Old Testament, you see that God is very, very intolerant. Even Moses has more patience than God. Hey! Hallelujah! Why is God now happy? Look in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11.
Timothy, who may decant back to Chamudu Bakua.
The Bible says that sound teaching to believers
was sent to a pire demon to dear for
is according to the glorious gospel of the happy God. God is happy because of the gospel. The gospel or good news is talking about Jesus becoming sin so that you might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Hallelujah. Na sa asam deya Kristo di ba yase onu be fa ye bone na wode ne tire ne na maye no e ma onyankopon ani.
God is happy because Jesus Christ took upon himself all of the sins of mankind. He took upon himself even without our permission. He collected all the sins, past, present and future. He put it upon himself. The Bible says that he was made sin. All our sickness were put upon him. All our curses were put upon him. Hallelujah. All our confusion was put upon him, and then he gave us his peace. All our shame was put upon him. He died a shameful death so that he will give us his favor.
Hallelujah. Dear woman, send your Christ over your neighbor, your genesis. Bible say, or society upon your about fear. Upon your wire, than your wire, and the sad, and your china over and no assassin. O Kobia, fear, you are simuni pen, no, so be a dear, and not the tone, also, and of course, send your numa di bomo, or by when you were saying in our society, near Jum, near Banina, Babano, the good, who's not crossing your numa di bomo, and I am Nim Guasia, or something on my opponent, the Jawa Semianoso, or the Sandim Guasipu El Gusso, and or your dinner, Munyam in a Nipa, or the mouth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is a happy God because he sees you through Jesus. That is why 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 says that as he is, so are we in this world right now. How is Jesus like before the throne of God now? Because if you know how he is, then you know that that is how God sees you.
Hallelujah.
God sees you as Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you have to see yourself as Jesus, his blood and everything that he did for you be your portion. You must see yourself, his life, as your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you do, then you know that God can look on you and smile on you as he looks upon Jesus and smiles on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever God is looking at, you to look at it.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever God is looking at, you also look at that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he's looking at Jesus, you to look at Jesus. Because he is your life. He is your replacement. The Bible says in Colossians 3, 4 that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Wow. God is happy because of what Jesus Christ did. Let me show you something in the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah is in the Old Testament, getting to the end of the Old Testament. Zephaniah chapter 3. And then verse 15. Zephaniah 3:15. Wow, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus did a wonderful thing for us.
Yes,
he took away all the anger of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He took them all away when he said it is finished on the cross.
Hallelujah.
He meant that every one of the judgments of God on humanity had been finished. He had absorbed it all himself. So God is left with nothing but happiness. Because Revelation chapter 15 verse 1 tells us that the wrath of God is complete. Oh, it is finished. Now, Zephaniah 3 and then verse 40, I'm sure you are there by now.
Zephaniah, Timiansa.
Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Jerusalem. Be glad, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart.
Israel.
O daughter of Jerusalem.
Salam Baba.
Do you see what God is saying? He says that be happy with yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Verse 15 tells us why. The Lord has taken away your judgments. That is why you can sing, O daughter of Zion. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more.
I receive it.
Do you understand what is happening? The Bible is telling us prophetically what Jesus will do for us. That he is going to take away our judgments. As a result of the sin of humanity, Zephaniah was prophesying that a time is going to come that the Lord himself will take away your judgments.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.